if you're one of the millions who manage a team in a fantasy baseball league, you probably checked your player stats this morning, or maybe late last night. But here's a question a bit more complicated than whether you should trade Pedro Martinez. Who owns those numbers? Many fantasy leagues argue that the batting averages, home run totals, and saves are in the public domain and free for all. Major League Baseball believes it owns those statistics, that all commercial fantasy leagues need to negotiate a license, and they're suing to enforce what they see as their rights. It's a case that has implications outside the virtual ballpark as well. Our baseball pal Alan Schwartz covered this story in today's New York Times. He joins us now on the phone from his home in New York City. Alan, always good to have you on the program today.
Well, it's great to be here, Neil. Thank you.
And what are the basics of this dispute?
Well, I do want to correct two things that you said. Okay. First of all, Major League Baseball is not. Major League Baseball is not contending that it owns the statistics. Major League Baseball, basically on behalf of the Players Association, from whom they bought their rights. So it's basically a Players Association issue. Just baseball is taking the baton and running with it.
Okay.
Is saying that it owns the personas and the names of the players when used in this type of non-journalistic commerce. Basically, the fact that if you're running a game, not playing a game, the people who play the games are fine, but if you're running an enterprise, a $1.5 billion industry is focused on fantasy baseball. And if you're running a league and helping people play where they're trading Albert Pujols, mm-hmm. and, you know, drafting Derek Jeter, the baseball contends that they own the rights to, you know, the use of the players' names and personas in that context. Now, there are all sorts of cases that support them, all sorts of cases that don't. We can talk about that in a minute, but actually baseball is not suing. It's a company that in St. Louis that is suing, saying they do not need a license to do so. They're seeking a declaratory judgment. So baseball is being cast as the bad guys here, and for, you know, some people think good reasons, some people don't, but they're not the ones bringing the suit.
All right. So they weren't the litigious ones in this case.
No.
This idea, though, of owning this public persona, that's sort of what takes it beyond baseball.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what's so funny about this is that it sounds like, you know, they're just squabbling over baseball cards, but they're really not. In fact, a lot of the case law in what's called the right of publicity, which is about celebrities' rights to control their names and images and personas in commerce, in commercial ventures, not in journalism. There's freedom of the press, and not in some other contexts because courts have seen a value of the free moving of information. But, for instance, I'm not allowed to, you know, put Derek Jeter's face on my bottle of barbecue sauce. You know, he is allowed to control the use of his name and likeness in commercial ventures. Now, fantasy baseball, or running a fantasy baseball sort of nexus, which is what we're talking about, these websites that control, you know, thousands of leagues on behalf of tens of thousands of people, you know, there is the contention that they're not allowed to set up a game centered around the fame of players, the names of players. Now, again, it's very hard to separate this from a lot of people have cast it as a who owns the statistics story, and in fact, you did in the lead-in.
Yep.
However, it's not. It's a who owns the personas of the players when used in this type of non-journalistic commerce. And will the courts view this as a right of publicity case? And as I was going to get to before,
right.
A lot of the best case law has actually, and the most important case law has come out of baseball. There was a case in 1953 involving Topps baseball cards that coined the term right of publicity that a lot of courts have used ever since. And there were some other cases in the 70s where, you know, the court basically said celebrities own the right to use their name in non-journalistic commerce. Now, in the past 20 or 30 years, courts have been far more sympathetic to First Amendment arguments and free flow of information arguments. And I think that the momentum at this point is to curb the right of publicity to the point where fantasy leagues, running fantasy leagues, would not fall under the right of publicity umbrella. An awful lot of academics and experts who I spoke to did say that. That being said, you find a conservative judge who wants to, you know, follow the rules set and the law set by folks in the 50s and 70s, baseball could win this.
All right. Well, a rare double for you, Alan, the Keeping Score column, which you write in the Sunday section of the New York Times, Sunday sports section of the New York Times, often on page 13 on the front page of the sports section this week. And today, front page, A1. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for noticing.
Alan Schwartz, our baseball pal, is also a writer for Baseball America, indeed a senior writer for Baseball America. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.